Good Mother at the historic ceremony of Zambia's entry into the world of free nations. And I can see from there the royal party arriving, the Rolls Royce now with the flag fluttering on top of it, arriving here just about to go past the roundabout, and I can see all the dancers now getting excited to start. There the drums go, and the women have just arrived, and the royal car slows down just to get a glimpse of these colorful Matisha dancers as they dance towards her. And now the royal party is passing by, the governor inside with the princess royal inside, waving at all these crowds standing here, a crowd of mixed audience with the children, two children here flapping their flags, and a lot of people standing in the street cheering. Now, these dancers are dancing the Matisha dance, a well-known dance from the western province in Barotoland. They are dancing beneath the giant structure of which carries the Zambia coat of arms with the inscription, One Zambia, One Nation.
The 23rd of October. Hundreds of thousands of people are gathered in the giant Independence Stadium. Many are seated in the circular grandstand, others on a high hill above the brightly lit arena. As the hour of midnight approaches, a hush falls, the lights dim, a time of anticipation, of hope, of fulfillment. Moments that will live forever in the memories of our people.
The flag of Zambia has been blessed. And the clock ticks away. His Excellency the Governor of Northern Rhodesia, Sir Evelyn Hone, and the resident designate of the Independent Republic of Zambia, Dr. Kenneth David Kwanda, move quietly forward. These two men who have done so much and given so much to the creation of the new nation which is about to be born. We see their backs as Sir Evelyn on the right, Dr. Kwanda on the left, move quietly forward into the center of the stadium between the flagpoles, and you hear the clap. National anthem has been played as the anthem of Northern Rhodesia. The flags go down from the mastheads, the governor's flag, the Royal Highness's flag, and the Union Jack. The stadium is in complete darkness. The flashlight bulbs flash in the darkness. A solitary spotlight comes on the other flagpole, which throughout this evening's ceremony has remained unadorned. The flag of the Republic of Zambia is at the foot of the masthead, and you can hear the acclamation of the crowd as it slowly begins its journey to the top of the masthead. the protectress of Northern Rhodesia is no more.
A new nation of Zambia is born.
And now, the new flag of Zambia, with a spread eagle has gone up. There you hear the acclamation from the people, with the president of the new Republic of Zambia, Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, standing right in the middle, and the spotlight playing its light on the new flag. This is indeed a time to rejoice in the whole of Zambia and in the whole of Africa and all over the world, because another new baby has been added to the family.
Meanwhile, over 300 miles...